Blog Talk Radio.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'ma flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'ma flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'ma flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'ma flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'ma flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'ma flirt. Now swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to, rolling like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gon' holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shop. And plus we got them player at flirters in the shop. Now the moral of the story is cuff your bitch, cause hey, I'm black, handsome, I say, plus I'm rich.
Well, if you love your girl and wanna keep your girl, don't be walking up and ask me to meet your girl, because I'm well enough to flirt when I see the girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see your girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will, cause you leave your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass look at dick in the light, I know that she was checking me and dick in the eyes. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I can even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll swear just right. So if your girl's sexy and she pass me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we clan in reverse. If I see her and I like it,
let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the starters be like, then I be like, girl, you know just who I am.
Don't hate,
see, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got a down pack. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Fender.
Up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're eyes at me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. I'm the remix. Now if you walk up in club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you when I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. Bring them around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga, it's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga, cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Chick on the low,
I'm a flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right,
I'm a flirt.
So homie, don't
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
What's up, Grudge World? Everything going. Well, we're going to come in here tonight and we're going to see what we're going to have come up tonight. Hope we have a peaceful night. But it might be a little noisy on my end tonight. I'm hoping that it don't, but if you do, just ignore it. I'm going to try to keep it to the minimum. I go on mute when I have to go on mute once everybody start talking. Coming in and making it happen. So, oh man, how can we get peace in the grudge world? That's the question I want to ask now. It looks like everybody's trying to do their own thing, ain't trying to make it work. The part I hate is that, again, here we are supposed to be supporting each other, supposed to be a brotherhood. At the same time, you got some people putting races on top of other people's, and if that ain't good enough, then they bashing somebody else's track. I mean, it's good enough that if you don't want to go, don't go, but don't get on national shows and back lines and bash the track, and then that make other people thinking you're telling the truth and keep people away. So, man, you know, that's kind of crazy. Just something came up with that last night, Nightfall last, about somebody putting a race on top of somebody's long-time event that's been running about 10 years straight. And these guys' event didn't go off, so they put it on top of Trick or Treat. Is that such a bad thing? Not to me. Because the simple fact is, if you're really trying to have a big event where all the bells and everything can come race, you just cut yourself out of that. Because the simple fact, the people that's strong and going to Trick or Treat don't remain going to Trick or Treat. So, evidently, they just wanted to go and fill a date and just have their local people, not the people that just really travel, come to their race. All the bad and stuff, everybody know where they're going to meet up at, and that's at the real Trick or Treat. I even heard the name was somewhere similar. I don't know, but we ain't got nothing to worry about. I don't think he worried. I don't think he mad. And I don't think them guys' intention was to take over Trick or Treat, because they ain't going to do that. So they just probably wanted to fill a date and have people come out that's not going to go to Trick or Treat anyway. That's my guess. Because if they had anything else in mind, they sell. That's the way I feel about it. I don't know how y'all feel about it. So maybe they didn't have another date they could have picked. So they had to pick that date. I don't know. I don't know. What y'all think about that? I don't know. Well, last night was kind of wild. The cat got kind of heated a couple of times. I was kind of surprised that some of the people that got heated last night. And I think behind all that, I don't think they got a lock-in. But they claiming next Thursday. I believe somebody going to be locked in by next Thursday. They tried to get it to go for Sunday, but it didn't happen. What up, brother Kid?
What's going on, Big Eddie?
Oh, you the man. How you feel tonight?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, man. So did you hear what I was saying about that that takeover thing? Where they put the race.
Are you talking about the race?
The race?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's no threat to you.
No, it's not gonna be a threat. It's not gonna be a threat. And besides,
because the people,
it could be kind of chilly in Ohio that time of year.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, Halloween, it could be kind of chilly.
Yeah, that's right, because it'd be kind of chilly up here most of the time.
Yep.
Around that time. But sometimes we have it still good. So.
Yeah, sometimes. You get lucky.
Yeah, it's a chance. But
hopefully
like I said, people.
Hopefully they'll get lucky, you know,
that,
can have something.
Oh, yeah. People that sit around from year to year and wait for Trick or Treat, them people still going to Trick or Treat.
you know what I'm saying?
So I don't think it's no threat to them.
Nobody want to take a shit on the ice cube.
Oh, shit. What up, y'all?
Hey, Ed.
What up, man?
What? Hey, Ed. Plus, people want to go to the bathroom anyway.
Hi, man.
Oh.
hey, kid.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah.
I know you're going to 66, kid.
I've been out there already.
Oh, yeah? How did it feel?
Yeah, I ain't been to... It feels nice, you know. That's the state of the art track, man. You know, hopefully they can keep it open.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be doing this if they're not going to be open again, kid.
Yeah. I can't see them not being open either, you know.
Yeah, because if you're going to open up for one event, that's saying we keeping our, you know, we keeping our options open.
Right. But I talked to one of the guys that was in Tekken, well, you know, that works there. He said he don't see no them being closed in the near future, nothing like that. He said
right.
He don't think so. Like I said,
hey,
you
kid, you want to know why I hit the one button door and it came in?
Why is that?
Oh, shit.
I've been waiting for Eddie to open his door so I can eat. I'm getting hungry.
Oh, man, what you talking about? Fish fry or something? Or what are you talking about, man?
I ain't going to want no fish today. I want something else. I want some Chinese food. You know,
okay.
The Chinese be cooking animals, humans, you know what I'm saying? You like
yeah.
about to eat any old thing.
Yeah.
So I'm coming to Eddie's Chinese Food Kitchen. You know, you don't know what you're going to get from Eddie's store, restaurant. You might as get a human, a big-ass human. Human being
I heard that.
Store.
A big
hell
a big-ass
yeah.
human.
Big motherfucker. Like, you can eat on this motherfucker for half a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you sound a big deep-fried yeah. egg roll, huh?
Yeah, Ed, and if you can't get your goddamn pit lit up, we're going to go and find Flop to let the burn start. Blowing breath on that
mm-hmm.
shit.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, because we're in trouble. If Flop come on here,
yes,
it's going to be trouble, trouble.
I don't know. Ed, has you got anybody to fry tonight?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay then. I'm gonna stick around. I'm gonna give me some French fries and shit, and I'll be ready.
Yeah, I got the frying man. I got the frying.
Oh man,
he's a Clocks Off member, but I got a frying
man. Hey,
that's
hey,
just
hey,
like
hey,
just,
hey.
Just fry me.
Hey, Ed, I'm adding another person to my list that needs to eat, so you might have to expand your, you know, get another plate, you know, get extra tables, because I'm inviting everybody to come
it,
on.
You got to keep it fair, man. You got to keep it fair. They got to been and got their ass whooped, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm keeping it fair. Hold on. I'm about to invite somebody else. You're going to have to add another table. Hold on.
Oh,
we
shit.
Shit.
When is Zay and Tony supposed to race? Tomorrow night?
I think so.
Family.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That ought to be a...
Hey, I'm
going
to have... Let me call Chuck. I'm
going
to invite him to the dinner, too. Hold on. Let me call Chuck and tell him he got to come on and eat. I'm
man,
invite
Chuck
everybody
probably out on the boat,
button.
Man.
Hey, everybody that come on the show, y'all get to eat for free. I'm just letting y'all know. Y'all get to eat free on
oh,
this
okay.
motherfucker right here.
Appreciate
you
that.
Eat
appreciate
kid, you ain't even got to serve no food. Just sit down. Just sit
okay,
down. Eddie be slinging that shit out there with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm inviting all of you. Hey, Vic, I know your old quickie toe ass is on his phone. It's the one, but I'm feeding everybody.
Vic might not be on yet. Sometimes Vic come on a little in between.
Yeah, I'm feeding. Let me call that goddamn Double D. I'm getting everybody. Yay. Hey, y'all can't
oh,
say
man.
I ain't take y'all out.
Oh,
y'all
shit.
Good. Y'all gonna
shout
have
to Double D.
Double D
say,
might come on. I think he on vacation, Rob.
Kick. Who?
Double D might be on vacation. He might come. I believe.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if he's hungry. You know, even when you're on vacation, you gotta eat.
Mm-hmm. You got a point there.
Here goes somebody that like to eat. Zero 537. Your mic is open.
Ah, you got jokes early. Okay.
Big Mog, what's up?
Hey Ed, I just invited Double D. He on. Hold on,
what's
I'm about to get somebody over.
Big
yeah, D.
What's that?
D. We at Big Eddie's Chinese food place. You liable to get anything in his shop.
Oh man.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm passing out all bats, so we gotta kill this motherfucker so we can eat. Okay. We gotta pass this motherfucker on the head.
Oh man. Yeah, I'd like some. Give me some of those egg rolls, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you some egg rolls.
Like a Chinese egg roll.
Hey, what's up, kid?
Deep fried egg roll. What's going on, Double D?
Yes.
What's that?
You gonna get human fried egg rolls? This one, you gonna get some big ass egg rolls.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you don't know what they put in them, man. This is whatever they roll up in there, man. Just give me some of that sweet and sour sauce with it, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got to have the sweet and sour.
So when you don't know what you're getting from that roll, what you call it, egg roll or Sam, because it ain't, you know, what you think you're going to get.
Hey, well, I know one thing. You either going to frown when you bite into it or you're going to be like, man, it ain't too bad. But you don't know what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, one of my guests hit the wrong button, Ed. Why don't you let him in? What's up with that? Come on, Ed.
Well, 0406, the mic's open, man.
God, dog it, Eddie. I mean, come on, now. Don't have me fire
you
before you start now, brother.
Come on, Rob. You know I got to make sure what numbers I'm looking at, man.
Hello.
I be seeing three or four numbers lined up, different numbers, man. I got to get them lined up.
Oh, okay. Because my man, I just invited one of the Trans Am boy, the second Trans Am boy on.
Well, I just opened up 708-0406.
Hey, Money, they can't say we never invited them to, you know, to our, you know, come out neat.
To the buffet?
Yeah,
come on to the buffet.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, D.
Shit. We about to eat Warwick-sized meal.
Hold on, y'all. Let me see what this is.
Damn, Eddie. I hope you got enough tables, Eddie. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, unlimited, man. If we can fill up one section, I open up the other section. That's all.
Okay. I'm just making sure, Eddie. You know. Yes, sir. Rob.
They predicted 80 to 90% chance of rain down here. West Salem didn't get a drop of rain.
Oh, yeah?
And they still,
how the weatherman is. You know how the weatherman is.
How to drop.
And maybe it was mixed.
That's the way it do.
But they based it on a year ago, though. They based it on a year, like what happened last year. They kind of
what's
they
up, man?
Yeah.
What's up,
E? What's going on?
What's happening, man?
Drive the bone down here.
Drive the bone, huh? Yeah, I seen somebody posted some pictures.
That's the way it do.
The track was dry. Yeah.
You see how nice and sunny it was? Yeah. It's been nice out. We hardly don't get a lot of rain here.
What
happened over
there in Ohio?
42
dry.
Right.
Ain't no rain. No rain.
Yeah, they didn't get a lot of rain. Now, we got some here in Columbus, but it dried up and it's got sunny again. But they didn't get nothing in West Salem, not a drop. There's 80-90% chance of rain this year. Today with 90% chance.
Yeah, that's what they were showing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying the other day, man. Shit, it might not rain.
I saw a couple of them.
Watch this shit.
Yeah,
they
based
it on like
people,
a year ago.
When people traveling from out of town and shit, you know, 400-500 miles, you know,
that's the thing.
They ain't finna take that chance.
Right, that's
the
thing.
The weather people, they can't predict a week from that day. They try to predict a week from that day is hard. I know they do it because they can do it, but it never hits.
What did it do on Thursday? Did it rain yesterday?
No, we had rain Wednesday night, like 10, 11 o'clock, and then it dried up through the night. And Thursday, Friday, then fine. It didn't rain Thursday. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but like kids say, a lot of people don't want to take that chance when they say them high percentages are driving down there.
You said Big Marco. Yes, sir, I'm here.
Big Mark.
You know, Big Mark always ready to eat. Look at him. Yeah.
All right,
Big Mark is ready to eat.
Remember you bring him in, all right?
Yeah, that goddamn Mark is ready to eat. I don't know what's taking Eddie so long to prepare the meal. What the hell? God dang, Eddie.
I didn't think you're ready to
It's still warming the grease up, right?
Well, if we need to find it, like, hey, somebody call Flock so we get this damn fire, blow his breath on that shit.
Oh, shit. No, I got the best wheels in the business, man. I got terrible
wheels. You know that peanut oil take a minute to warm up, man. You got to be patient, bro. It's coming.
Yeah. I got the best grills in the business. The fryers, man. I got Terrio fryers on this motherfucker.
Terrio fryers.
We can go anytime. I just need somebody to kind of explain what happened, you know, on the race, and then we'll drop.
Oh, okay, okay. Where did anybody get lighter fluid mouth flop? Nobody. Oh. Okay.
Light
on.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, Ed, I'm gonna let you go on here and paint the picture of how we about to.
No,
you know.
I need somebody to really paint that picture. I'm gonna drop. I gotta stand over this hot grease. I just need somebody to go on and paint that picture how they seen it. You know. So when I saw a piece of a video, I didn't see the whole race, man.
Yeah, what did you see?
Rob, you saw it. Go tell her.
Well, you know what? I actually didn't see it, but I got word of mouth, so I'm going to try to fit in some things on how it went down. Bear with me, guys. It might be a little fudging of the truth here, a little lie there. It might be a whole lot of fucking lying. I'm just going to be real with you. I'm just going to take it based off of what I heard. And, you know, my mind is different from everybody else's mind. So just try to stay with me, okay?
Yeah, just use your mind. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is what happened. One day, like Sunday, Big Sham figured he'll go to the racetrack and thinking nobody would be there. And, you know, a lot of guys, for some reason, decided to go to the track. And then when Sham got there, he still left his car on the trailer from when his last event. He never pulled it off the trailer. He just left that shit up there in the same spot it was like 3 months ago. I'm just saying, this is what I heard. Don't mean it got to be true. I'm just giving y'all a picture now. Stay with me. So what happened was Skin happened to come up there trying to sell some vapor matches that he bought from 10 years ago. And was trying to sell it to some guys up there. I guess the guys didn't show up. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like, goddamn, come on, 10 years ago, Paper Maxis, you know my ain't gonna buy that shit. So what happened was he was like, I got to make some money somehow. And he happened to see Tidy Bowl come up there. He said he looked at Tidy Bowl. He looked at Big Sham. They was the only two with the cars at the track. So he said, hey, Sham, do you want to run Tidy Bowl? Sham said, I was hungry today, so I ate about $2,000 worth of food, so I ain't got no money on me. So Skin said, well, you know what? I got a little on me. Would you willing to race him, but pay me back if, you know, if you lose? If you win, you got to give me half the money, but if you lose, you got to give me my money back. Sam was stupid. He fell for the bullshit. He went all here and said, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Skin found him an idiot. So, yeah. So what happened was he went over there to Tidy Bowl. He said to Tidy Bowl, hey, man, I really ain't got that much money on me, you know, but can you keep the price down? Because, you know, because then I'm going to have to get this money back from Sham, and he, you know, he ain't really got no money. So Tidy Bowl said, okay, I'll do it for $100. Skin said, thank you, man. Thank you. I thought you was going to say like $200. 150 or something, 125, you know, I ain't got that much on me. So Sham and Tidy Bowl got up there. They said, hold on, how we racing? Tidy Bowl said, Sham driving? Man, you can turn the nitrous on. I'm going on motor. Sham said, what?
Hey.
Yeah. Little brother said, you can drive because I'll be throwing away your money anyway. I don't want you to be mad at me if I throw this away. So, you know, little brother stayed back. He said, you think this shit is this easy with your car? Let you drive. So he let him drive. So they got up there. Sham whacked on it a couple of times, which for whatever reason, I don't know why, shit. His whacking was faster than his car went down the track. But I digress. I'm ahead of myself. Let me get back. He did a burnout. It didn't look good, you know, but for his slow ass shit, it was more than enough. So they both got up there. I heard Leon in my head, even though he wasn't filming it. He got a ball ball. Big Sham got a ball ball. Tiny Boy got a ball ball. Oh shit! They both got both bars on. The lights come on. These motherfuckers must don't watch my video, cause they were sitting there forever. I'm like, what, is one of these motherfuckers, is somebody getting a break or something? What the fuck is they sitting there for? Then they decided to leave. Soon as they left, immediately Sham got his ass whooped. He got whooped by, you know, a school bus. He got the luxury bitches of school buses. I was like, God damn. That was an ass whooping for his ass. It was so bad, Big Sham got off the gas at 330 feet. He got off the gas. Tiny Boy got off the gas at 800. No, I take that back. I'll be lying. He got off the gas at 600 feet and literally cruised it through. And I was like, damn, what the fuck? So afterwards, you know, Sham and them got on the show. Sham said he had, when he left, the car got a little loose. He was some dust or something or gravel on the ground. So he had to get off the gas. And I said, well, you know, that was smart, Sham, because, you know, anytime you getting your ass whooped like that, it's going to always be dust and gravel on the ground. I'm going to use that one. So, you know, that's the story, and that's how I looked at it. And he knew today he was getting his ass fried, you know. So go ahead, Ed, if the fire ain't up, somebody get flop, please. You need to eat. I wanted my shit well done. I didn't want it raw, Ed. Come on, Ed, put that shit in the bag. I want my shit crispy.
Jeez, bro. That shit fucking crispy.
Hey, Deucey, you see how big that? You see how big Sham is? He didn't even cook it all the way through.
Oh, yeah, you got a point there.
Hey, Big Eddie, them egg rolls are black, man. Egg rolls is black.
That's a human size flip. You got to cook it a little longer than that, Ed. I don't like blood coming out of my food.
Show about me getting whooped by a car on the motor.
Yes.
The same person. Come on, man. Yep. God, that ain't so.
Yes, sir. It is so. Yes, it is. You got
and
your
then
speed.
He got whooped by one of the weakest cars in Chicago.
In drag racing. In drag racing. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Sam, I'm surprised I have a kid, Eddie.
Well, I like to keep my customers happy. They say the customers already drag.
I'm sorry, Ed. I didn't know it was gonna be that much for your fryer. You had to stay on it that long, Eddie. I didn't know. I apologize.
I got the best in the world, man. I got the best in the world. I got stereo fryer. I got the best in the world.
Oh, man. But see, I know your gas bill gonna be high, brother. You gonna have a high gas bill. I tell you that.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
It's still cold a little bit in the middle.
You want me to nuke it just a little bit more?
It look cold in the middle.
That's why I don't like cooking them big ass chicken wings and shit. You know, it's just a little too thick in the middle.
Oh, man.
That's a big one you got in that grill now.
Oh, all right, man.
Y'all. We ain't going to have no funny. More Sam cooking tonight.
Now take his ass out the fryer and put his ass in the oven and let him bake for a minute.
Yes, sir. All right, now where we going now? We did all the cooking there.
Oh, can
now,
I have a side of gravy?
What we got left to do now? Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
You want me to make that? You want me to make that gravy out of the same oil that I fried?
Yeah, big money like
big
his gravy fried.
But who else? Ain't nobody else trying to get fried. We ain't got nobody else to fry tonight, man.
Oh, really?
I got this good oil in here. I like to keep on frying if I can.
Shoot, Ed, that frying was worth about 10 races.
Did somebody drop off? No, Vic dropped off.
We should have chopped up
some Leon into them things and some onions.
Yeah. Damn, somebody lost it. Soft car. Yeah, I'll be headed to the track tomorrow, Big Ed. 66.
Yeah, I know you say. So when you gonna give me the petrol funding?
Yeah, I could give it to you Sunday. Yeah, I can give it
we
to
gonna
you.
Fire while you're over here?
Yeah, we can fire it up.
All right.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I just had to. I had to invite my friends to dinner.
Afternoon, man. No morning.
Hey, I'm waking you up, brother.
Man.
I know how you like dogs.
I'm gonna chain my dog right there in the driveway.
Yeah, Ed, I had to invite some of my guests because they said some people said we don't invite people to out to eat. So
I invited some people out to eat.
Hopefully y'all got full. Hopefully it wasn't too greasy or too, you know, too uncooked.
Yeah, man, that just right. Motherfucker was too tough, man, for me.
Well, at least I had candles on the table, so y'all could have finished cooking them with the candles. I put the candles on the table.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the big motherfucker ain't on here.
No, no.
Oh, man.
He knew it was coming. He was trying to get away. He was trying to squirm away, but I caught him.
Damn, man. I mean, ain't nothing. Like, what a skin pop? What a motherfucking flip flop? None of them, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We tore into them on the morning show, so they definitely staying away from staying off the Big Eddie.
I wanted to Leon and Jeremiah leave. Them motherfuckers listening to I can see them now. Going down I-65 listening to Slow Jam.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Quiet Storm.
Yeah, man.
what was that going, Deuce?
I got a message.
South Carolina. Down there, the Trigger Man race.
They ain't got no business going down no motherfucking I-55.
No, I said 65, but, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
For
somebody
dessert,
sound
for
like
guys,
that
I said,
club or restaurant or something.
Yeah, I'm sitting down at the table, you know, after you ate. But, hey, Ed, for dessert, I sent y'all the video of the race.
Oh, man.
Hi.
Yeah. For dessert.
God damn, Eddie, forward that to me, Eddie. I got to see this.
All right, well, I'll forward it to you, man. For those people that think they want to tangle with Mudbone and always had negative things to say about Mudbones, I just got a message for y'all while I go and look at this message right quick.
Oh man, not the ready or not.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away.
Yeah.
Those who come late know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why clefts in the state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. Gonna find you and make
yo,
you
yo,
want
yo,
me
yo.
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with orgy and best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with the witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy, believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these stars I got, oh baby. Hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. And anyway, so my whole crew gonna know, oh baby. Hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugee taking over.
Yes, sir. All right, I got it. You get it, kid?
Oh, shit, I'm looking at the game. I probably do, yeah.
Man, looks like good camera to film this too, man. Hey, shit. I thought they said Sam left first. Where did Robin go? Robert.
I told you they sat there forever.
They sat there a long time.
They sat there. Then
but when they when they left, I couldn't tell who left first, who went in front of who.
Yeah, you can't tell. They left together.
No.
Yep, they left together.
Yeah, man, they sure did.
Did you see a kid? Kid must be watching you still.
No, I ain't found it yet, Eddie.
What? Let me go back and get it again. Let's see if I can copy it and paste it to you. I had sent a messenger, but I'm going to try to send it to you through the text this time. Man, where it go?
This slow ass phone, it might be next week before I get a message.
Trying to give me another option on how to send it.
I guess we'd be looking for our race to be coming this Thursday, huh, Ed? Who racing this Thursday?
Yeah.
Canelo and
no
what, Big Pun?
Yeah, supposed to be one of them. Might be more.
Yeah, it seemed like they wanted to run Leon.
Damn, kid. So far, it won't let me make it where I can.
Oh, it'll probably pop up on message in a minute. Don't worry about it.
All right. It won't let me copy the link for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let me shut down. Oh, here you go. There we go. I got you now, kid.
Oh, okay.
Let me go back to your name. Yeah. I'm gonna send it to you this way. All right, kid. I got a hand up. Shit. Open this mic up. 708-5609. Who we got?
The Bugger Man.
Huh? Who we got?
The Bugger Man.
Stop washing the dishes, Bugger Man. The Bugger Man, stop washing the dishes.
Okay.
So it's going down tomorrow night, huh? Hey, kid. What time is going down tomorrow night? Where is that, in South Carolina?
Yeah, I think around about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I think Tony Bynes said 9 off the trailer.
Yeah.
I was trying to get some bets there, but nobody would bet.
Gonna be some good race.
Oh,
make
the way
y'all check
right.
That
now
out
I
about 8
right.
O'clock. 8 o'clock our time. 9 o'clock their time.
Oh, okay.
Did I hear you? Did you see the video?
Zay, the
yeah,
back tire. Did I hear you supposed to be giving Zay the back tire and the clear?
Yep.
I don't know what all he's getting, but I think he's getting something.
He got to clear him. So they basically leaving off the tree together.
He got to clear.
So, I don't know.
Oh, have mercy. Got it.
What you think, Ed?
Hey, man. I don't know. He got to be running damn good to get that man the back tire and the clear. He got to clear.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty good off that light, too.
Yep.
If they cut that tree down on them, now you got another problem. But it wouldn't be nothing. Nothing. Yeah, go ahead.
That small block, Ed.
What'd you say, Rob?
That small block Tony Barnes got, that bad fella must be really stout.
Mm-hmm. It's stout. You can see that. The man be out there racing big blocks and shit. He raised Willy Dog with that small block. Willy Dog had a big block.
Yep.
What time Jamie supposed to be racing Mario?
I don't know.
Was that like 2 o'clock in the morning or something?
That's going to be another good one.
That's going to be a good one.
I think Young Money and them locked in too with somebody.
I think
James.
They hurt their motor, though, that not Jesse James, but Wesley Snipes.
I think he's supposed to be running Tony Barnes, too, though.
Yeah.
No, that's another Jesse James, ain't it?
No, that's Jesse James,
Young
Money them guys. Yeah, Monte Carlo.
That's a Monte Carlo?
I thought he was locked.
Yep.
I thought he was locked in with Ann Boney, too.
They finna do some good shit down there, ain't they?
Yeah.
See, we gotta start doing that kind of shit up here. I was looking at a video, one of Pedro's videos the night he got out there about one of his races. And the guy that pulled up to the line, the first guy pulled up to the line for the first race, he left with the tires smoking and let you know right there. You ain't got to just know the track. You got to know your car. Shit, if you don't know how to twist and tune on your car, you lying to get ass whooping or break the tire loose anywhere. That's why you see a lot of them tuners pull up there the first time and they see what they can get a car. And then they'll know where to set it from there. If they need to take power out or whatever they need to do, make adjustments, they do it. You know, so.
But you know what, Ed? I know the guys that class race, every track was different. You had to set your suspension to the track.
Damn right.
You had to know how to do it.
That's right, man.
And it was no complaints. I ain't never heard about no complaints, man. This track is too slippery. They knew when the track was too hot and they was going to have a hard time getting down it, so they really didn't mess with their suspension too much. So they just didn't turn the R's up when they left so they can get out the hole. But once that track cooled off, they put everything they needed to put in it to make it work. You have to improvise. See, if I know that track is hot,
that's right.
Man, I'm not launching at no 9 grand. The hell I'm going to do that for?
No, we got a hand, bro. That's big back.
So you got to know how to adjust to the tracks you're at, because all of them ain't the same. They ain't the same.
That's right.
Just like
that's
all
we got
rollout,
to stop criticizing
at each track.
Yeah. You got to stop criticizing and come on down and you know, be like we supposed to be.
Yeah. Everybody's supposed to, all tracks supposed to have the same rollout. But they don't. They don't.
They don't.
You go to a track and you're trying to figure out why you redlighting because the rollout is short.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta adjust for that. That's why you take a hit. So you can say,
I heard Big Country crying about that down there, I believe it was Holly Springs.
Mm-hmm. When people talk about come off the trailer, that's why you don't come off the trailer. What are you coming off the trailer for? Get you a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You see if everything the same, because you know the actually the by the second hit should give you a understanding where you at.
So. Yeah.
But.
Yeah, some of these niggas need to grow up, man.
And these cars that I'm talking about, Ed, these cars is flying. Nitrous, Pro Charger, Turbo car. Now one of them complained. They blew the tires off. They made their adjustment, came back around, and hooked up. That's what they did. They hooked up. Even with the dragsters on the NHRA, a lot of them blow their tires off. Then after a while, they stopped blowing the tires off because they adjusted. They made the adjustment.
That's right. You got to make adjustments. The motherfucker don't know how to
reason
adjust
why people,
car, shame on him.
The reason why people complain, because they don't have an idea what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like everybody got nitrous don't run the same. Every track is not the same.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know, Ed. You got a lot of complainers. You got a lot of guys that's what they're going to bag up. Plus, this up here, it's going to be less racist because you got a lot of other things going on. You know, you got a lot of other things. You got the air and water show.
Right.
You know, you got water parks, water slides, miniature golf. A lot of people like miniature golf, and they don't like to race, but they're miniature golf.
Yeah,
and
man.
They ain't even got golf clubs.
And lately, all the racers have started getting boats.
Oh.
They be out on the water.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie, Ed. I done did that boating thing. That's the most boringest thing. You just in the water and deep out there in the water. Nobody got on life preservers and don't think that they ain't going to boat going to sink. They crazy as hell. That shit like that.
Well, they used to have the life preservers all the way around and be under the feet, under the benches and stuff, man. You go in there and grab.
No, I'm talking about these.
Hell, you can put it on.
With these,
huh?
With these folks with their own boats.
That's what I'm talking about. They got life preservers. They just didn't show you where they're at. They supposed to show everybody where they're at unless they need them.
Oh, well, you know.
They got to have them.
Yeah, some of these guys, they be sitting on the boats, listening to music, partying, but I don't see no life preservers. By the time they hit something,
they under the bench.
They under the bench.
Yeah, they supposed to show.
You know how long it takes to put those on when you panicking?
Nope. I drown, Rob.
But I'm just saying, Ed, I've been out there. And if you're driving the boat, ain't nothing exciting about it. It's like if you ever rode a motorcycle, it's like doing 20 miles an hour on a motorcycle. That's what it's equivalent. You know what I'm saying? 25 miles an hour on a motorcycle. You going, shit. You might as well get off that thing. That's what a boat feels like.
It depends on how you make your party up, Rob, and what you went out there for to enjoy that boat.
Yeah, and I ain't got to be on the boat to go fishing either. I just sit on a rock or a bucket. I'm just saying. Sit on a rock or a goddamn bucket.
Yeah.
I ain't into that neither. I don't like, when I was younger, used to be excited about catching fish. Shit, when you smarter than the fish, what's exciting about it? Ain't nothing excited about catching fish, and you smarter than the goddamn on fish.
Done.
That's all I'm saying.
It's exciting when you're eating it.
Oh, yeah, when you got that hot sauce you pouring on the rock.
Yeah, well, shoot, I'm not eating that stuff that came out of that Lake Michigan. I'm getting that stuff out of that clean water.
Well, where did you get them egg rolls from?
I got that straight from the guy that got beat his ass in the head with a brick and darn near killed him. You fried his ass, so you going to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody else on the goddamn phone. That's that goddamn woolly dog. This is that. Big Eddie. Hello, Bunga Live. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I reckon I'm all right, man.
Okay. What's going on, Rob?
What about yourself, kid? Man? How you feel?
Man, I'm hanging in there. You talk to that killer today?
What killer, man?
Hey, but what, Joe? You talk about the boss up here with them race cars. That's who I'm talking about. You talk to him every day?
Yeah, I talk to him. We were talking about murder. We were talking about committing the murder.
Committing the murder? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I just wondered what was going on anyway.
No, we can't. We ain't gonna stop at one. As soon as that fucker get buttoned up, as soon as it get buttoned up the right way, we going at number two.
Oh man, come on now.
Yeah, yeah. And 3, 4, 5, 6 if it presents us.
Oh man. Number two. What did you say? Number two.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna take number two and get our second victim.
Okay.
We gonna try anyway.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
You pass it out. You pass it out. Tickets. Okay. I understand.
My mistake.
What brought you that?
He on here chewing. He was just chewing on a lemon.
Oh, okay. Was that him? I just heard.
No, I think that was Willie Dog.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to break in, man, and holler at y'all, man. See what was going down. That's about it.
Who is that nasty motherfucker? It's a nasty.
I don't know. The person said we were his old.
I'm wondering now. I'm looking at when his old mic ain't open. Unless he's on somebody else's line doing that shit. Oh shit!
In Georgia, I'm just trying to get there. 22, 22.
Yeah,
right off Fox Road and 85 and shit like that.
Yo,
22, 22. Your mic is open. I think I spent about a week in Fort Bragg. Atlanta's a very nice area.
I take care of that. If you want your mic open, if it wasn't accident, you got to hit the one button, take your hand down, and then put it back up again. There you go, another one.
What up,
Big Ed?
What you talking about today, man?
What up, Terry O? Oh, man,
what happened to Radio Live? I was just drag racing, man. Everybody in drag race.
Man, I was just putting them
going on.
Just putting them deep fries that you should gave me, man.
Who got fried, man? Who in the fuck got
That's
fried? Did anybody get fried tonight out of town, man? They said motherfuckers went out of
Big
way
Sam,
out to
man.
North Carolina.
Big Sam. Big... Yeah.
Big Sam got fried.
Well, they
Why
don't race
Big Sam
to the model.
Get
he got his ass whooped.
Oh, I thought that. Who? When?
Shit, last Sunday.
When did Big Sam get whooped? Huh? Where?
Last Sunday.
I didn't know that Big Sam. Who? Shannon? Sam
yes,
Ray?
Sir.
God damn.
You know
I'm
what? They kept that
guy.
A secret from you?
Hell yeah. Race. Who did he race?
Was it name Rob? Was it name?
Tidy Bo.
How did Rob
yeah,
not tell me?
Bo.
What? Rob his nemesis and Rob didn't say shit to me about Shannon Race? Damn.
He probably got man, overexcited, Terrio.
Damn. And Shannon didn't tell me he raced. God damn. What the fuck is really going on out here, man? Damn.
Shannon said he want that race back, though.
Oh, well, that's good shit. He's supposed to. Now, that's what a motherfucking racer do. Get hit upside the head. You ain't knocked me out. You staggered me. That fuck it. Get back
that
in the
motherfucker.
Race.
That motherfucker lying. He ain't getting back up there. That's motherfucking bullshit. He ain't getting back up there. They lying to you, Terrio. That motherfucker ain't getting back up there.
Damn.
What
did
he say? You see, he never got back up there with that toe tagger, did he?
Well, maybe that, now that's a good voice, a good laugh to hear. Toe tagger, get the fuck out of here. There you go. He on the comeback trail. There you go. Knock a motherfucker
up
upside the head and keep on going.
No, what up, dude?
Yeah,
yo.
Man.
Hey,
same old shit, man. I got to wait all the way up to, yeah.
We
got to wait to
September
3rd to get the man. What happened? What happened, man? What happened?
We had a feast. This was for people who wasn't on a diet ate today.
What happened?
No.
What happened?
We had a human-sized egg roll in the deep fry. We had to cook it about 4 or 5 times to get it cooked right.
Who?
Your best buddy or pal?
Who?
Big Shane.
They fried Sam ass about 10 times.
Yeah, it was a little rough. My food was still raw. I almost fired him. Joe did. We was looking for you, Terrio, because we was looking for a chef.
So you could do what?
We was trying to figure out how you fry a 450-pound dude. How long you leaving in the fry?
Damn, Robert.
You missed it. And that, for some reason, Vic was just all excited today.
The same motherfucker that talked so much shit about me running a car on the motor, and I sprayed it, he just whooped by a car on the motor.
Well, the difference was, Vic, the car you lost to that was on motor was a motor car. Sam lost to a nitrous car that said, we're going to turn it off.
Yeah, that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was bad. Terrio, what you got to say? At least you going to look for the silver lining? You going to give us the silver lining seat?
Yeah, Rob, he going to get back down. As long as he get back down. See, I didn't know this happened. y'all kept this from me in the dark, man. You know, this shit in the dark, man. But as long as he got up there, at least he's trying to race, man.
I bet you $100 that he don't go back before the year season
over. Okay. Man, shit. Well, the next time we're going to find out, hell, Vaughn races what?
On the 3rd of September,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, less than a month. And you know, me and him, we locked in and shit. So that's a good thing.
Okay, but everybody
knows
you gonna go.
That they send that Big Perm and Puerto Rican Pete locked in for next Thursday at the motherfucking Grove.
Yep. Yes, sir.
There's some good shit that's going on, you know. I was on the phone when that one got locked in. Well, man, muffles got realized, man. You gotta get it going. We in August now. We getting ready to hit the dog days of winter.
Yeah.
Before you know it, it's gonna be September,
yeah.
October. God damn it, that cold. So shit. What the? Hey, Toe Tagger, we need you back in, man. Man, motherfuckers need some racing, man. Ain't shit going on. I can't ask for Rob to come back because Rob been retired. He's officially retired and shit. You know? So I can't ask, but we need some races to get back in this shit, man. This shit is it's dead.
Yeah, it's dead around here.
This is a dead
trying.
Game.
I'm just waiting on these doctors to tell me I can't.
Well, you gonna be all right? You shit, you sound live now, shit. You sound back like you ready to go and knock a motherfucker down.
Yeah,
I'm
trying. Hey. I gotta put my son in the car. I told Big Eddie I'm gonna make my son stick his whole arm up his ass.
God damn, Big Eddie.
Yeah, I told him.
Toe Tagger back. Toe Tagger is back. That Toe Tagger guy is back. He's back in stride talking like that. Shit, that pretty soon if we gonna get you gonna get back up there to either get another lockout from me or let us finish our little thing.
We gonna do something like that.
Was it close? Was it a runaway? A red light? I ain't heard nothing about that race.
It was a runaway train.
It was so far to do.
The winner got off the gas, I heard.
Damn. When them boys supposed to be, I know they said Tony Bynes toasted that little bitch ass baby ass the other day on the morning show. God damn. Ooh-wee. That shit, that was
right,
shit.
We're gonna find out tomorrow, man.
Them boys out there in North Carolina. They left Ohio alone and went all the way to South Carolina.
South Carolina.
They left the motherfucking track alone, Ohio, and went way out there. Not there for the diehards. Damn, what that Chuckler doing? Eddie, I heard that Mudbone 1 was kind of fierce and shit. I'm surprised that you ain't been on that Chuckler game, man.
Oh, yeah, we already discussed some things with Chuck.
Chucky ass, man. You ain't been on that Chucky ass, man. You ain't been on that Chuckler game, man. What that Chucky is?
Yeah, Chuck doesn't know it's all over. It's going to be a done deal.
It's a done deal. What that Chucky is, man? That motherfucker is. I'm surprised, man. Damn. Cold-blooded, man. Rich
that shit been going on too long, man. It's over with.
So what did happen?
Chuck number two.
It's
number two, Terrell.
Is it ceasefire and this shit, or they get ready to put the gloves on?
Gonna put the gloves on, man. We just gotta get the front end button up where it don't be so hard to come on and go off, take off. And once we get that straightened out, Chuck is in our grasp. $52.49, your mic is open. Yeah, Terrio, either he going to get our ass, or we still going to try to get his ass.
Something going to happen there, man.
That
motherfucker Chucky. That Chucky going to, something going to happen. Something going to happen.
And if he whoop our ass, Terrio?
Damn.
You know it's going to be another race right behind that one.
We're going to get the fuck right back down. Yep, get back down.
You know what he tried to tell me, Terrio?
What's that, man? What's it?
Come on down to 42. I'll say the hell if I do.
If you can get it, it's already together.
We're going to 42 here. We live right here.
That's what I'm saying,
man.
Going
to travel like that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, man.
And then I get down to 42 and got a shit. I'm in a world of trouble. They ain't got a bathroom in that motherfucker. They said, come on down to 42. We got glue.
Man, who the
hell is that? Who the fuck is that nasty motherfucker keep...
Man, hit the
new
button, goddammit.
You know, get on his ass for me, y'all. Whoever the fuck that is, get on his ass.
Oh,
I was
nasty,
really dumb to come on here and cut that motherfucker out.
Fucked up mouth, nasty motherfucker. Whoever he is.
Hell yeah. Jesus.
Stuck up your ass, motherfucker.
Can't nobody cuss his ass out. Can't nobody cuss his ass out like Willie Dog at that. Willie Dog cussed his ass off one bad one time. He told motherfucker, I hope your wife will go out and cheat on you. You catch VD and die. I said, God damn, that's really
nasty motherfucker.
That was that was extreme like a motherfucker. I said, God damn, dog. Huh?
Did you say you might have to use a bathroom if you go to 42, you said?
Well, that's a choice. Either I go with this glue or what I can do. I would like to have an opportunity to do both, but at 42, that ain't going to happen. You either going to have to hold your shit or you get the stick. It's just as simple as that.
Oh, man.
Or you got to go there and reserve you a porta potty, have it delivered there with the lock and key on.
Yeah.
Wow.
But on a hot day, boy, we
sitting on my transcript, waiting on my life.
Man.
On the motor. There I go, baby. And now I'm in the groove. On the motor. Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Just hearing y'all voices is inspiration to me. Just hearing y'all voices talking shit is motivation of life. Vic, love you. Get on this motherfucking show. I love y'all just to hear y'all voice because there's so many voices we will never hear again. And that's it.
That's right.
That's it. So many voices that was here last year,
nope.
You will never, ever hear again.
That's all. That's it.
That's it. So enjoy the moment of the moment. Because only God knows what's going to happen to us.
That's right.
We lost an old school guy
Cadillac,
last
where you
week.
At, man? Where you at, Cadillac?
I don't know if the name Lou Marshall is familiar to y'all, but we lost Brother Lou last week. Lou used to race a blue 68 Camaro small block on Doty in the hole back in the day.
Uh-huh. What was the name?
His brother passed away. Lou Marshall.
Damn, I don't remember the name.
I don't know. You might have been out there today. Him and Starchild raced and he wrecked. And we had to go over there and find him over in the trees. You remember that race?
What year was that?
I don't remember that race.
Yeah, I remember that race, but I don't remember him.
Yeah. What year was that?
That was Lou Marshall.
What year was that?
Man, that was shit. That was somewhere in the 90s. Somewhere in the early 90s.
Early 90s.
Oh, man.
I'm talking about people we lost in the last 6 years. Because drag racing has changed from the early 90s to right now. And now, hey, we're all said and done, but we lose people who less than 50 years old, that's a tragedy.
Hey, man, y'all talking some good shit. Whoever said drag racing has changed from where we started from, man, these stylish boys and took over with these new school cars and motherfuckers just get out the way. Us old guys have our little last array.
Get out the way.
Know when to hang it up. Just going on and get out their way, man.
Hey,
the racing we know it here in Chicago. No. We ain't racing each other like that. And the motherfuckers go out of town.
Hey, Terrio.
Ain't nobody
Terrio.
Really going out of town.
Terrio.
Yo.
My first race I ever seen off a trailer was the banana boat on South Chicago.
Right. We not
that was
racing
my first trailer race I ever seen.
Hey,
that was Bobby. It was that banana boat.
That okay, but look.
That was 92.
Look, only thing a person got to realize, them motherfucking college boys is doing it just like we used to do. They sit out there on new
and their own way.
And
their
right
own
there.
Way.
And their own
way.
They out there. And they doing it.
That's it.
And
as
we're,
they say, nothing
we got these
the
race
same.
Cars, right, there you go. Whoever said, we got these race cars
the
that we didn't build.
As time goes on, things change.
There
man.
You go, things change.
Everything
the
changed.
Only thing that,
everything changed.
The only thing that stays
let me
the same
you, let me
is Cadillac get his bitch ass in the car. I'm going to beat the living shit out of
hey,
that
man.
Trick, motherfucker.
Hey, man.
That's the only
hey,
thing that stays
hey,
the same.
Hey, wait a
I'm
minute.
I'm still
trick.
On your ass
let
like
say,
I always
wait,
been
wait
on
minute,
your
trick.
Bitch ass.
Hold up.
I will fuck over you, man.
Hey,
that's
punk,
stay
you
the same.
Ain't going to do nothing over here,
that's
going to
stay the same. Lock in for
hey,
motherfucking,
punk.
Lock in for Vaughn's race. I will beat your bitch ass and put whoever you want
you,
in your
you
car.
You lying to yourself,
head up
punk.
To the motherfucking age.
You ain't going
to
do nothing to me,
well, that's all you got to do. That's all you got
hey,
to do
punk,
is just lock in and head up to
me.
Today.
You know what? You know what? You know what darkness? You come straight out of comic
yeah,
book. But I'm going to make you
okay,
taste like
I
a piece
of
bubble gum that you is.
Okay, well, lock in, man.
All
then
you
got to
do let
you.
Me lead there.
I don't want
and I ain't been in the car 10 years,
punk.
I'm going to try you, punk. That's what that
–
give me – do that. Do
that. Big block, leave that.
Hey, Terrio. Terrio. The best thing you can do for him is lock in for the next car show.
Hey, let me say one thing, you little pop. You stay out of grown folks' conversation. I'm out the car show. You in my lane. I didn't call to get in on nobody's lane. He put me in that lane, so I'm going to get in his lane.
I'm
going to cut his lights out.
No, no.
You ain't going to do
jack.
You ain't going to do nothing, boy.
One thing that would never change. I would stay on your bitch ass. I'm going to talk to you like you's a little bitch. He ain't going to go. Like an old man. He ain't going to go. That's all. He a good guy. I'm going to treat him like a good guy. He's a good guy. Cadillac is a guy that I like. Cadillac is cool. As long as it ain't talking no trash.
He's cool.
But it is,
I'll
but,
bet my
but
kids
is
over.
Yes, it do stay the same, y'all.
Everything
be on that bitch-ass motherfucking Cadillac. No. No. It ain't going to change if y'all step out of the driveway. As long as Cadillac bitch-ass talk about racing and shit, I will beat this bitch-ass. And that's or he will beat my bitch-ass.
I tell that baby to whoop your ears, boy. I tell that baby to whoop your ears, boy. Him coming to race is like Marvin Gaye coming out with a new song.
Oh, okay.
Ain't gonna happen.
I just, the only reason I'm gonna holler, excuse me, I know my voice, I know I haven't been on the show in a minute, and I know I'm vocal, but once he said nothing stays the same, he's 100% right.
Ever since
but
you came, my baby.
Hey, one thing I want to tell you, the way I'm talking to this ass, the way I'm seeing this ass, Terry, you still my bro, but it's one thing you gonna do. You gonna respect these nuts, nigga. Okay, then make me respect them, Cadillac. I don't respect the old ass man that called his name Cadillac.
He got a nut on the wall. What is he on the wall? They ain't gonna move. He got some walnuts. He ain't got no pecans.
He got some walnuts.
They ain't gonna move.
Help me carry this out, right?
Oh boy, it's just a minute. Hey, Terrio, his nuts is older than Bill Walton. He ain't going to go no more.
Man, I know that. All
not Bill Walton. Bill Walton, that
no,
old white man.
Hey,
they all stripping up red hair.
Everybody, hey, man, everybody that's associated
everybody
with
plays the fool.
Motherfucker. Hey,
sometimes.
Motherfucker, Star Child. How old is that? Shit out of Star Trek.
Hold on. Hey, you ain't gonna do nothing, man.
You know you don't want that, man. You know you wouldn't touch Star Trek. Leave Star Trek alone. Now you need to stop that, Terry. You almost in trouble, Terry.
Okay.
Hey, that's what you said. Star Child of Innocence. He done brought nobody. He don't even come on the show. No, he ain't. Hey, man, I'm not one of them drag racers.
Now that one come out with saying was Shannon. If he talking about getting back down, running the grab that boy. If he talking about running that boy again, that's what real fighters do. You get knocked down, you get your ass back up and start fighting. But if you can't fight,
Eddie, open big
man,
line.
That's fucked up.
All right.
I said, her way, baby, stop.
That's fucked up. These motherfuckers are fucked up.
They got to understand.
Hey,
don't never win.
Hey. Cadillac ain't going to do nothing, man.
Jerry, bring him back here.
I retired Cadillac.
So this shit don't be in your way. You ain't lying.
Cadillac ain't
hey,
racing nobody since he raced me.
Cadillac is like Bauer Buick and ain't never coming back.
You ain't lying. That after Vic,
never
coming
back.
After Vic, for, gotta be real gentle with
you. Hey, Vic.
We don't want to come apart.
Yeah.
Why you ain't sending the
email? I'm gonna say it like this here.
Come on.
You better stay in your place, boy.
We
don't
want
to. We ain't raised nobody since I was.
I'm the baby with you. I bet you won't get next to the baby.
This how I was saying.
I got next to the baby. The baby whooped me.
Huh?
But the baby whooped me, but we coming from
what?
The baby whooped me, but I tried to get back. The baby wouldn't help.
No.
When you want
to
get back with the baby? I'm going to make the baby whoop you. I'm going to make him whoop
you
again.
I want to get back with you.
Get back
with
me. When you want to get back with me? When you want to get back with me?
You don't have to move it on yourself.
Hey, Terrio.
All these guys do act like he's trying to go, boy.
Just keep on going it all the way to the back.
Cadillac got a lace front sewing.
No, I'm
going
to put it together. Just take it all the way to the back.
He got a lace front sewing for the costume.
I forgot that, Vic, what that boy?
I'll be at the show tomorrow. Come on down. Check me out.
What show? Where?
Okay, this is
a house near you.
Just help me get
where?
This in and you could go.
Park near
what?
You.
Hey, man, I'm going to come park that motherfucking Camaro in front of your driveway, and you ain't going to show up.
Bet, come on with it. Come on with it. Don't let me bust that drop top out on you. Don't let me bust that drop top out on you, Steve.
Fuck that drop top.
Calm yourself down, boy.
I'm going to bring that motherfucker out there. Whoop your ass twice. It's ready. That orange motherfucker ready. Is you ready to get out?
Hey. You don't want them trouble, Steve. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, young punk. Stay in your lane.
I ain't stuck. No car you got in the garage.
Hey, Steve, calm
what?
Your little punk self down. Calm down. You don't want,
I'm not
you don't want me to pull it out. You don't want me to pull it out, man.
I might be small, but I still got all my stress in my car. Fuck you up. Hey, like that.
Hey, Eddie,
I know
listen
how to
at
go
him.
Shit.
Hey, Eddie, listen at that boy. Listen at him.
That's
that boy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. I'm only talking
yeah.
shit. Because ain't nothing else to do.
I know.
I'm not
Friday
talking
night.
Shit.
That's
I'm not
it.
Talking shit.
That's what we
I'm,
all
hey,
doing.
Friday night.
Hey, man. I'm speaking the
I'm
truth.
Sitting in the driveway with
the
frost
truth.
on my windshield.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve, don't let me come over there right now with this Cadillac and you make it right and I put my foot up your neck. Nah.
What?
Hey, man.
I'd be glad
hey,
that
man.
Cadillac.
Hey, man.
I'd be glad
that
Cadillac.
There's one thing I hate. The Escalade I had, that's the worst truck I've ever had in my life. I hate Cadillacs. I'll put my motherfucking
phone
on your
hate this Cadillac. Act like you hate this Cadillac,
man. Do not
try
to assemble that. This
where you
like
at?
That we're gonna do
where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where
I'm
you at right
the,
now?
I'm on the west side of you. I'm over here by LaGrange Road right now, punk. I'm in
hold
this
on,
Cadillac.
Hold on. I'm the north side of you. I'm right here, 147th and State. Oh,
that's
you got quiet. Far
north.
Hold
don't
on,
come
put
that far.
Jacket,
I don't come
truck.
That far. I don't come
that
far. You got to come back.
I'm less than a mile from your shop.
Come, I ain't
I'm less than
shop.
A mile and a half from your shop. I'll come straight down
myself.
A state and be okay
well,
then,
see,
okay
I
then.
Told you,
I'm at
I tell you
hold
what,
on,
punk.
Man.
I tell you
what
punk.
What,
I'll meet you at
what?
My shop in 40 minutes, punk. And I'm in this Cadillac.
I'll
I want
your
some trouble
in 10
with
minutes.
You in that
I'll
green
your
truck you got, punk.
I ain't got it no more. I got a white truck. I sold everything else. I reevaluated my life. Try that.
You reevaluated? Okay. Well, you better stay on that reevaluation side and leave me alone. That's
front.
What you do, Lord.
Go from Jericho to Lace Front. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Go from Jerry Curls to Lace Fronts. Reevaluate your life.
Yeah, whatever. You, as long as you reevaluated yours, we fine and dandy. That's all
I'm
going to say.
Hey, I'm in the driveway
what,
right
what,
now.
Man,
I'm going to lie
say,
right
man.
Now and show you where I'm at. What?
Well, show me where you at, punk. Show me where you at. Get down.
Hold on, I'm going to lie right now and show
you
where I'm at. Hold on.
I'm
going to
do a
2-for-1
tonight on both of y'all.
Motherfucker, I'm going to lie right now.
Just jump on live.
There it is, in the driveway, trailer right there. I will load up and blow your ass. No, I ain't gonna blow your ass out.
I think you're lying.
I'm blowing your Jerry Curl.
I think you're lying. I think you're lying, boy.
Okay, you see that? You see that? I'm live right now. They're gonna trailer right
that
there.
That man don't see no live, man.
How about you gonna get on that motherfucking thing?
That man ain't got no live, man. I got a flip
that man
phone.
Don't
I can't see,
live, see
all
see.
That. I got
am
a
I
flip
live?
Phone.
Am I live?
Nope.
Am I live? If anybody who
nope.
My Facebook, am I live right now?
Yeah, you lying. Ain't no, ain't
I,
no Facebook, punk.
I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you. I know you lying.
Hey, Eddie, he need to stop all that lying, Eddie. That punk ain't nowhere but in his skin. That's where that punk at. Talking
what
about you lying. Eddie? He is a lie. He is a lie. He ain't talking about nothing, Eddie.
Yeah.
That punk ain't talking about nothing, Eddie. The boy lying, Eddie.
Eddie, what do you see? You see them lights in that trailer?
Hold
it's
on.
It's lights, camera, action.
Yeah,
I'll back
I
that bitch out and load it up.
I see it. Oh. Yeah.
What you see? You see two bright lights in the trailer. Open that door, I'll load that bitch up on your ass.
Hey, Eddie, is the boy lying or is he real, Eddie?
He lied, man. He lied. Right there. He right there where he said, yeah.
Man.
Is my trailer right there?
Ain't nowhere.
With the white tile
no
on the hitch.
But I can see the picture. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now go live with the motherfucking music supply. With your motherfucking hit Jerry Curl music.
That nigga ain't got no music play, man. Where all this hostility come from in this young punk?
Ain't nobody hostile, and I ain't young. I'm 51 years old. I ain't young.
You still got milk behind your left ear, punk.
Hey,
hold on.
You can't say about no more because young folks is dropping dead before we turn 50. You can't say that no more about being young.
The
world is fucked up.
You know what? You
that's
still
real talk.
Come out the comic book, but you ain't got nothing coming, boy. I keep telling you ain't got nothing coming. I keep trying to tell you.
I know one thing.
Why do y'all keep letting this non-racing dude get on this show, man, and just be talking?
I just know one thing.
Hey, man,
you might have some
man.
Bread, but you beneath me. Hey, Vic, he might have some money,
yo.
But he beneath me.
I ain't beneath nobody. You ain't nothing,
hey,
boy. Get up there.
No,
come meet me
you
right now,
up.
Boy.
I don't fuck you up. I don't
come meet
you
me.
Up.
I think you're just talking, man. Yeah.
You know,
I think you're just doing a lot of talking tonight. You ain't trying to do nothing.
Well,
I done stuffed
Vic's
ass clean twice.
Hey, I don't think you're going to do nothing myself. You like Birdman. You cracking it and you're doing a whole lot of flacking. That's what I think.
Hey, what you wearing right now? Vic, what you wearing right now?
What? I told him in my Cadillac, boy. You in my Cadillac.
I'll take my truck and fuck you up right now.
What truck? What truck you talking about, man?
Vic, everybody know what kind of truck I got right now. I'll take my truck and stick my motherfucking dick in your ass.
You ain't gonna stick nothing nowhere but your own tailpipe, sucker. That's all you gonna do,
okay.
Boy.
And everybody know what
you
kind of truck I got.
Truck.
Okay. Yeah.
Man, you gonna be
I'll
trying to do
dick.
The Holly Duty, nigga.
Jerry
That's
Curl.
What you gonna try to do. Nigga, you gonna be trying to do the giddy up, nigga. That's what you're going to be trying to do. Get up out my way.
Hey, but you know, hey,
that's
but real talk, real talk. You know, real talk. By the grace of God,
said,
I hope I talk to you next week. By the grace of God,
I
hope we're talking
too,
next week.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
it.
Sir. Yes, sir.
We have no idea
that's real
how
talk.
Much time we got left on this earth.
That's right. You better enjoy it to the fullest.
That's it. To the fullest.
You're talking trash or whatever. That's all that counts.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
But since I lost my boy, I've been real quiet because you have no idea how much time we got left on this earth.
Yes, sir. Saying a whole lot right there, brother. Saying
I got 360 days so I can retire. I hope I make it.
Well, you know what?
If I make it, I still ain't did shit because I ain't had a chance to live.
But you know what? It's like every day you just take it one day at a time, bro.
One day at a time.
That's it.
That's it.
Respect your elders and respect yourself and keep on moving. That's all, man.
That's it.
All this,
show right here is like a stress
relief. Talking, that's just little entertainment. That's all that is.
It's just a stress relief, entertainment. Because we all love each other. If you
that's
broke
it.
Down inside this stress, we're going to stop for each other.
Don't
we're going to be there for
that's
each other.
Right. That's right.
That's it. Everybody love everybody. It just hurts
hey,
when
man,
somebody
you
goes.
Say the mouthful right there, bro. Say the mouthful right there, youngin'.
Hey, man.
But it's one thing I'm going to say to you, youngin', this real talk. I better not catch you out there, boy. I'm going to blow your back
hey,
out.
Hey, man. If something happens. If something ever happened to you, I'm gonna tell the untake, give me hey, clip this curl off his hair and give me two, I'm putting it in my fucking pocketbook.
That nigga stupid damn boy. That nigga ain't got no sense.
Hey,
boy,
give me that J cup.
You get it. I'm gonna get to you right
that's
now,
it.
Nigga. Hey, just say what right now. I'm gonna come bring you some of it. I'm gonna bring you some of it. Hey, that, hey, Steve, that's all I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna bring you some of that stuff. Boy, I remember that stuff was so long, boy. Boy. I remember back in the day, boy.
Hey, in Brett's backyard, boy, your Jerry Carroll was
yes,
long
sir.
And hosted.
Yes, sir, boy. When was the days, man? We had a good time.
You can't bring it back. It's just memories.
Nah.
Just memories, man.
That's it.
There was so many memories right there on that block.
In that yard, boy.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy. A lot of cats we used to be back there with talking trash up in back there in
ain't
the, in
no
the
more.
Truck. In the
ain't
suburban.
Here no more.
They gone. They gone.
Ain't hit them.
So yeah, they
don't
gone.
Count out the people who are still here. You can talk shit too.
No, sir.
Because they right here. At least you can talk shit to them.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I might talk a lot of shit. I ain't finna do shit. I'm trying to worry about retirement. I hope I make it. And
that's
pass
it,
my
man.
Business on to my son, my kids.
I bet I catch him driving that white SS convertible nowhere. I bet you that.
Hey, watch your mouth, boy. Watch your mouth, boy. You know what I told you I'd do to you. I'm going to let that Cadillac take up that slack right now. That's what I'm in. Not where you at, punk. You got the bus. Nah. That's what I think about you and your Camaro. Nah.
Man, what
hello?
Was this motherfucker thinking, man?
Not
oh,
you out
oh,
there
is that the motherfucking, is that
you
the motherfucking
out of the street, you dumb bitch?
Is that monster?
What was you thinking?
Is that that
monster,
is that that monster farm shop? Is that him? From farm shop? Is that? Ooh, Lord of Jesus.
You drunk bitch.
Uh-oh.
You were riding on the wrong side of the street. You had to be drunk.
Calm
oh,
down.
Shit.
You keep on living. Calm down.
Just get out of the way.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Hey, man. Get out the way.
219-485, your mic is open.
What up, Eddie?
What up, Leon?
What's happening? What's happening? Don't blow a head gas.
What
head
up,
gas.
Man?
What's happening?
Hey, man, put this right head on to a man.
Ain't
on
nothing, man. We was just
street.
On here talking, man.
Leon, get my ringtone. Leon, get my ringtone.
God damn.
Hey, you gonna get it? You gonna get it next week? Just get ready. I'm gonna grab all that week on the fuck.
Now,
hey, Leon,
I want death row twice.
Hey, Kelly, don't talk to me. You ain't doing nothing. The car show ain't.
Hey, Leon. It's one thing about it. How you doing? How you doing, Leon?
What's up, Kelly? What's happening?
What's happening, dude?
Hey, Kelly, I gotta ask Timo something. Timo, I need your attention right now.
What's up, Leon?
I need your attention, Timo. Now, all these motherfuckers have been hollering about glue. They got the glue, Timo. Why in the hell they can't get down the track?
Why they what?
Because they got Elmer's. They worry about Elmer's.
Cut it out, man.
Hold on, Leon. Let me throw my window up, man. I done seen some crazy shit, man.
Hey, Timo, I just come off of that road run all the way up to Detroit. I was like 15 minutes from Detroit, and a mother ran up under my semi, and everybody's standing outside. So I know he out of there. He went under that bitch today.
Hey, listen, I'm talking about we going up, they close 94, right by Jack. So we on the detour in the back on the back road.
Oh, that accident is going.
This bitch was going up the wrong side of the street, right? Luckily, the truck was getting out of the way. There's a man coming in a white little Corolla or something, run head on to that bitch. They went head up, head start. She's right in front of me, man.
If they detour, you know what's going to happen. Somebody count the Christmas.
No, they working on the freeway. They made us get off at M60, which is right at Jack, right in Jackson, Michigan.
Timo, you just missed me, Timo. I just come out of Michigan. I went to Lansing to pick up a car. You just missed me.
I might have seen you coming past.
I just come out of Lansing. And them road, they need to work around all around the clock up there. I ain't lying, them highways is fucked up out there, boy. Yeah. No.
Oh, you come down 69 then. That bitch terrible.
Man, terrible. That's the same way I went to Lapeer. I remember that way.
Yeah, 69 is terrible.
But I just sat and see all the people. Hey, look, Street King cut the live feed off, and you barely can understand what was going on his live feed anyway. Somebody else came with a beautiful live feed. James Blackman knocking them off, knocking them clean off, Timo. Clean off.
Come on, man. What you thought
Jamie knocked him off. Herb knocked him off. They went down, but it didn't look impressive. You got to turn that subject up.
Y'all thought James Black was going to do something.
Man, listen. I got a couple hundred against James Black. I'm do your number, Timo. Knock it off. They on the glue, and they still can't get out there. They look the same as they've been looking all year.
Same old shit, different motherfucking day. That's dang your fucking baby. Damn, that bitch is that being head on.
I don't know what Wesley Snipes did because the video got cut off.
Damn.
But everybody else, knock it off.
Knock it off.
Yeah, it just, hey, just to let y'all know, I ain't going. Everybody in bailout. Jeremiah just called me about a half an hour ago. So he can't go.
Who got that goddamn
phone
like that, man? God damn.
Somebody got that phone model going.
I'm
still feeling him. Hey,
hey. Tracking a hot
end, humid weekend is going to feel like it's going to be. Shut that flow model off. Hey. Look, listen to Eddie. Listen to Eddie. That's the mayor ain't on the phone. We know it's you, Eddie.
You talk. It ain't me, man. That's Willie Dog.
No, dog still licking his hand. That ain't dog me, Eddie.
Whoever it is, he's a nasty motherfucker. Nasty motherfucker.
I don't know
say,
who
dog put on another man. They say dog put on
it
another sweatpants. I said, goddamn. Niggas nuts sweat and he put them motherfuckers on. And they be talking about I'm a nasty. Man, you niggas crazy. Ain't no way I'm putting on no another nigga nasty pants and ain't took them to the fucking washer for dry cleaners, man. He put that shit on and was wearing it. Man, these motherfuckers, boy, I tell you. You know, if he did some shit like that, can you imagine? I have feet smell and shit, guys. I'm gonna
man,
damn.
Keep on, you stupid.
What's up, man?
Man,
what's
that's
happening,
like
man?
Putting on another nigga sock. You know what I'm saying?
Hell,
this man is walking. He walked around the track in them jogging pants. Dog, they say, Tate say, dog. The man's dog say, man, that's a nice suit you got on. The nigga went and took the suit off and gave it to dog. Dog put the bitch on. Lord have mercy. He's some stunky motherfuckers and she getting on the phone talking about how I think. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, man, that nigga Maxwell went and sniffed that nigga nuts and put him on. Y'all nuts all in his car, oh, Lord. Man, you know how you walk, you at the track, your balls sweating and shit when it's 90 degrees out. Because, man, that man went, especially in some dog pants. They said, man, that man went to put that man jogging pants on. I got to talk to dog and see what the fuck was he thinking. And that dog had to be drunk or he just a nasty. He said, hey, dog probably a motherfucker let the dog lick him all in the fucking face and shit. Kiss him in the mouth, a nasty son of a bitch.
And Kimo, what did happen to you, man?
I'm just thinking about these motherfuckers get on these shows talking about how my truck sank and all this. This nigga put on another nigga motherfucking draw. I mean, sweatpants.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day, man, please. You can't tell me.
I hope that wasn't so. Hey, Eddie.
Man, they tell me Rob fried,
yeah.
Fried Big Sham on the show, man. Did he put him in a deep fryer or what? I wasn't on,
that's
man.
I just got on with you. I was going to ask Eddie. I haven't heard his fire books in a while,
man. Man, they fried Big Sham like three or four times.
Ain't had nothing to do with it, man.
Y'all
got through frying him. He looked like one of them fish bones on the tombstone. Damn. Y'all melted him. Y'all put him in the microwave after y'all fried him. You know he got melted. That was a meltdown.
Damn. And they were still complaining that he wasn't done, Leon. They were telling somebody he wasn't done, man. I just couldn't do him no more.
I was put him in the microwave.
He got
to put him in the microwave, man. Friends,
man. That's all I got to say.
Good. Yeah, that's fine.
I never seen so many hungry folks in my life, man.
They ate his ass alive. He ate it alive.
Man.
Eddie,
they wasn't playing.
I ain't gonna lie. I can't believe I was so hyped up to go to this fucking race, man, and everybody been bagged out, man. I can't stand it by myself because I've been up all day.
Leon, you ain't
yeah,
going.
Both of them bagged out.
I thought you'd be
man,
at the race.
Man, Jeremiah just called me about an hour ago, man, and said he can't go.
Why didn't he call me? Where you at?
Man, don't.
I ain't know
man,
you.
Man,
I ain't know you was
Hey Leon,
I ain't know
Leon,
how
you know
better
than
you
make plans.
Huh?
Hey Leon, you
know
better than make plans with a jerk. You know that man a jerk. That
I had
two
with Carl
Flash jerk.
I want to agree. I think you. I didn't think you was gonna make that run.
Yeah.
I ain't doing nothing else.
That's a long ways, ain't it? South Carolina, goddamn.
Well, Eddie, I don't care about that. Ain't nothing there.
It's 10 hours for me.
Oh, okay. You should let me know, Leon. We could have drove Mudbone down there.
No, I wouldn't have let you know if we drove Mudbone.
He's just saying that he could have drove it. That's how slow that shit is.
Oh.
You put that shit on. You put that shit on the highway. It ain't going nowhere.
It's street car. It's a real street car, Vic.
There ain't no street of the people.
Getting drive. Well, let me see you try to drive all the way to South Carolina.
No, I can't afford that one, Eddie. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Lincoln.
That premium.
Well,
premium
dear.
Ain't gonna.
What about
that? Ain't kill me.
You make it to Asheville yet? Man, Jeremiah, everybody pull out on me, kid.
Right.
Oh man. Everybody pulled out on
man.
Me.
You should have known Jeremiah was going to pull out. Hell, Jeremiah don't even go with his own crew. So how the hell he going to go with you?
Man, I told you that motherfucker was full of shit, man. Y'all don't believe me. Hey, man, he forgot he had some cars to wash tonight.
Goddamn,
oh,
Kimo,
yeah,
they said they didn't get no rain over there in West Salem, man. Kimo.
That man no. Huh? What's going on?
They said they didn't get no rain over there in West Salem.
They ain't get no rain over where?
Over in West Salem,
Ohio,
man. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
But they've been showing goddamn rain 50% at least all week.
Yeah, the weatherman ought to pay them their money back. Fuck them around.
Oh, man. They didn't get no rain over there?
Nope.
Mm. Oh, well.
Hey, Ron, what can you do?
Well, the weatherman, the only man I know, goddamn, get paid big money for lying.
Yeah.
You got a 66 today? Yeah, I went out there.
How was it?
It was nice, man. Just like the old 66.
Wait. They open that back up? Tomorrow.
Yep.
For the weekend. What they had closed down for COVID?
No, they had closed down. I don't know. It wasn't. COVID didn't have nothing to do with it.
Oh.
okay.
I know it's. I seen a lot of cars when I went past 131. I seen a lot of shit heading up in Marty.
They said it was just for a division race. They said no testing tune. You gotta be in the show or you ain't. You don't unload nothing.
Yep.
Oh, it should have rained up there.
Damn.
They had a bunch of cars out there.
Don't unload nothing.
Yeah, they had about 400 cars out there.
Man. God damn.
Kid, is the NASCAR track still there?
Yeah, everything's still in place.
Get that man head the fuck on. God damn.
Y'all better get down. Timo, you better get down and get out. That gang black.
Man, gang black is a lost cause, man. You can't help that fucking idiot.
Oh, man.
Chain stupid. Where the fuck Shorty at? Shorty ain't been on.
He gonna pay Boss off. Boss getting paid off. Y'all seen what I seen tonight.
Hey, Kimo, Shorty was scared some of that grease might pop on it. He was probably scared some of that grease might
okay.
pop on it.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was gonna pop on him because he went down with Sham. He went down with Sham.
The name did come up, but they didn't do him bad.
Damn. Okay.
They should have sprinkled some oil on his ass.
I heard two guys on here singing Kumbaya. Kumbaya or Kumbaya. Steve and that goddamn Cimarron. Yeah, that goddamn Cimarron.
Yeah, man.
I was just
Timo, where's Timo, where's Tim outside? They testing?
I don't know. I got my motherfucking hook. And Mario, I'm out looking for him. He want to do something with Lumba. I love his motherfucking head. Lumba.
Oh, Lord.
Put some goddamn lumps on his motherfucking head. Make him look like Will and Lump.
Hey, man, Peso ain't here just slow as Mustang heels out yet.
Can't get down the track in it. Deion got to be crazy. Deion should have locked him in.
I can't lock him in, Kimo. I ain't locking him in on no show. You know, just like I just heard you talking about, but he ain't got to wait for no event.
He look like hot garbage. He look like hot garbage.
Kimo, that's what happens when you do copycat. When you try to look like the fast guy, you try to like live wheel first. Now you try to like live wheel first and then try to look like Lil Tony. Then they want to come through. Now we're
hot garbage. Da-da-da-da! Three Lug over?
Nah,
Three Lug ain't over there.
Where's
Three Lug at?
He's on vacation.
Oh, he on vacation. I'm about to say, I know he's breathing down a nigga back about to tear their ass up.
Big Freak's on vacation.
Took him a little vacation, okay. Oh, I like to hear.
Damn, they still shooting on highways?
Who, me?
Man, every night.
They shot on the motherfucker on
every 55. Night. Every day and every night, man. On one of them motherfuckers, somebody getting shot. A lot of these motherfuckers need to start riding around with sneakers in their cars, goddamn it, because they just go off for nothing.
Man, I wish they'd catch the people who's doing that.
Hey, man, some of that shit ain't, it's just bullshit. It ain't no gang-related like they used to say and all that shit. And some of that shit, man, the white folks doing that shit, man. They're shooting niggas. They going on about their business. That's why they can't catch nobody. They caught one white boy that did it.
What are you talking about, Eddie?
They caught a white
they
boy.
They just shot him up on.
They goddamn it, riding down the highway and just shot a motherfucker for no reason. And then they just caught a white boy that shot this lady in the back and let him go. Shot this black lady in the back 6 times, man. He riding behind
her,
shot
to him.
And say he killed him for his life. How the fuck you feel for your life, motherfucker, in front of you? And you following them? That don't make no sense, man. And they did not even arrest that motherfucker, man. And that was right out here on 57, not too far from now.
That happened, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Ed?
What?
Yeah.
What's that kid?
Yeah, well, Ed is talking about shot in the back of the woman's car. Four or something?
Yeah. Hit us all 3 times. I think she paralyzed.
Man, these motherfuckers are stupid.
Yeah.
I want to know where they're getting
bomb.
All these motherfuckers.
Some of them shooting.
Where they're getting all these motherfucking guns from.
Somebody named Bob.
Some of them shooting on the highway. What y'all think it is? That shit first started happening. They started thinking that maybe two gang rivals saw each other on the expressway and started shooting. Shit.
Kimo.
Far from it.
Yeah, go ahead, Leon. I hear you.
Somebody just said somebody named Bob Odell just crashed in Milan.
Bob Odell?
Damn.
Bob Odell.
Bob Odell.
Who
that is?
Yeah, you know, he got the turbo car. Bob Odell, he got a turbo car. Shit. What? He run his up race with that motherfucker, Bob Odell.
Hey, he just crashed bad. He okay. They might just say
he
crash
had,
bad.
Damn.
Bad crash.
He used to have a white Camaro back in the day. He popped. Yeah.
But where's Phil Mollet at, man?
Phil. Working at his shop. I talked to him about 2 months ago, asking him well something for me. He took it around to him. Still around.
Oh, okay. Race the program just on hold, huh? I said racing program must be on hold, huh?
Yeah, he do a lot of stuff for like Disney World, you know the rails that people walk around at the amusement park.
Yeah.
know what I'm saying, to separate the lines, he be making them for them.
Oh, okay. He's a welder.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be hot tomorrow.
Tomorrow and Sunday.
Then next week it's going to cool off. 78. Right now.
Need to cool off. It's been a scorcher all month.
Right now. He crashed bad, so that's all I know now.
Junior, that's Junior buddy, Bob Fidel. That fucker flying in that motherfucker. He got a Proline motor over in that bitch.
Oh, man. Fuck. Not the Proline. Not the Steve Petty. Not the Steve Petty.
Yes.
Damn, I won't see nobody crash. He's tired of ending up that.
Yeah.
Somebody need to tell Street King, get him a good phone. This phone shot.
Well, Street King down in Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Oh, been there since? You've been there a couple of days. You've been there for a couple of days, ain't you, Leon?
Yeah.
Bob Goodell.
Yeah, Mario tried to run Jamie tonight. And let's get it over now.
What?
Ooh-wee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for sure.
Jamie
right
didn't
want to
go, huh?
Nope. He said no.
Did Mario ever reveal who's driving this car?
I don't know who's driving. It's there. They made a hit.
For
they knocked
sure.
the tires off, though. Both of them knocked the tires off.
Shooting ain't driving.
I don't know who's driving.
I don't know.
That's his tool and driver.
His tool is down there.
Oh, what's his tool helping?
Him and Brian Davis down there.
And Brian Davis and Chris Tootin are there. They help. Well, Brian Davis ain't shit. But Chris Tootin helping him.
Oh, man. That's Chucky Davis you're talking about, Chemo.
What have you ever done?
Guess you got a point there.
Here, shouldn't be nobody
well,
else.
Look at, hey, man. Y'all look at her and, man, her just pulled a wad out so motherfucking big. Good God almighty.
Herb got that excavating money.
They say do it right now.
Oh, man.
Man, that goddamn Herb just pulled a bank right out so motherfucking big.
Really? Oh, really? Boy, Jamie gonna have to fly, baby.
They got them. Mario's the best 500, bitch.
Who you like, Chemo?
I like Mario enough.
Okay.
I just don't get into betting with them guys.
But Mario got some more than them. All them niggas got bankroll. Damn.
Yeah. I ain't on no seen the number in that bitch.
Man, them mother coming up down there. Look at Pooh Bear.
It's show. They kind of home invade him, baby. I like that.
Man, them people's all over Jamie now, man. They need Jamie need cowboy. They came out with a cat without cowboy.
No cowboy there.
What?
You got to
cowboy
be there.
Ain't down there?
No, cowboy ain't there. You have to go to a wedding.
Oh, they could have got married at the truck.
Goddamn. There's only one motherfucking player that can do that. That's money, baby. That's money.
Is Big Q got anybody locked in?
Big Q. That's Big Q. Ain't nobody tangling it today. Ain't nobody going to do nothing today, huh, Leon?
No, all they doing is everybody making hits. Everybody got down the track with Zay.
Oh, Zay did finally make it down the track?
Yeah, you could have popped a bag of popcorn, though.
Oh, he was out of
bag of popcorn,
though.
Now he's going down this slow. It went fast, Kimo.
Oh.
Boy, them boys all over Jamie ain't without cowboy. Oh.
Slow down, Hoss.
Cowboy
probably said, Hoss,
hold on, slow down, Hoss. Before I got bankrolls over there, Hoss. Man, Herb pulled out so much money, it flew all over the place. He was picking it up and getting it back to him. The people ain't fucking around. The people ready to run right now.
Goddamn country boy.
You don't see Dime Bag or either Boo?
Mm-mm. I didn't see none of them. All they recorded was Jamie, Mario, Wesley Snipes, Zay, and James Black. That was it.
Oh, no. Hell no. Man, that bitch run head on to that man. God damn, dumb bitch. I can't believe that shit, man.
You know, I think Scrapped and locked us in, man.
Locked y'all in with who?
Day-Day.
With who?
Somebody locked her in with Day Day.
Day Day.
Yeah.
Oh. That's just that goddamn hooch in him. He go crazy.
I know,
that
man.
He go crazy. Get that goddamn hooch in him. Got that goddamn hooch in him. He gone. Get that hooch in him.
Hey, Leon, he gets that hooch in him. Hold on, Kimo. Who's that suit? Yeah, that burping like that, man.
Man, that's Big Eddie, man. It hurt my fucking eardrum, man.
Eddie, we're going to put your ass in the pot in a minute.
Come on, man. Y'all know that ain't me, man.
They over there in Montgomery, Alabama, too, racing.
Whoever it is, I hope they choke on that motherfucking slob, you nasty, stinky motherfucker.
Thank you, Vic. Thank you, Vic.
Lord, how much?
Oh, he's going to go.
Where Big Larry at? Big Larry ain't been on the phone? God damn, man. Something wrong with that motherfucker. He's touch riding or something.
He's sitting back. He's sitting back. If I need him, goddamn it, he coming. I got all my boys sitting back, man.
Nah, you need to get that damn car. You need to get that car going so I can make my son beat your ass, Eddie.
Ooh, damn, Eddie.
Oh, man, I don't know why Vic got such a taste for me, but I'm going to knock all the taste out of his mouth when he fuck up.
All you got to do is come down to Muncie. Come to Muncie. Come on down to Muncie. I even give you
hey, I don't time, mind coming down to Muncie, man.
You can come to
I don't
my
mind
shop
coming down to Muncie.
You can come to my shop and then go ahead straight to the truck. We can drive to the truck because it's a free time. Track ain't for 15 minutes from my shop.
Hey, man, God is good, man. My niece, they've been needing lungs for a long time. They finally got her a donor down there in Texas, and she going to morning to get a double lung transplant. So I want y'all to keep her in y'all prayers. Her name is Katilia. Yeah. She said all the actual testing has been done and is good. My doctor have a 1 o'clock p.m. schedule or time at the donor hospital to do in a face inspection of the lung. After they are confirmed good on the last thing, it's showtime. So surgery might not be till much later. Even maybe by Sunday.
I pray for him.
Man, I so appreciate it.
You be in my prayer. It must not be a lot of cars down there testing, because they ain't got a whole bunch of stuff up. I know who is packed. Montgomery, Alabama is jam-packed. I don't know what they got going on down there. I hear BET back there on the mic. That mother is packed right now. Oh, well.
One love. One love. You're lucky just to have this. One love.
Yeah, good music, Kimo.
Huh?
Leakin. What up?
Now, what y'all think was
hello
the worst?
There, Leakin.
What y'all think was the worst? Y'all think the belching is bad or chemo singing is bad? Which one of the worst?
Belching.
Chemo singing.
Hey, you don't worry about me in about 20. So you got 20 miles and I'm off this bitch.
What up, Lincoln?
I got rejected money. Yeah, my bail out.
Yeah,
my bail out on me money.
Yeah, he said he couldn't go with you, man. He said you wasn't gonna let him drive. He had to make that slow jam CD and everything.
Who are you talking about,
buddy? Jeremiah wanted to ride down there to South Carolina with Leon. He told Leon to wear him a tank top And he had this slow jam CD, man, and he had to have this special Q-Day made for Leon that would have helped him get him a good night's sleep. He was trying to, he had to put a roofie in this Kool-Aid so he can have his way with Leon on the side of the road.
Oh, no, man. Cut it out.
Money, and money, I'm so glad everybody, nobody laughed but you.
He said he had to put this slow jam CD together, boy. He said, yeah, Leon, he said, only thing I want you to do is wear that tank top that you had, man, when you were 17, so it fit you nice and tight. And put it in his Isley Brothers and go ahead on, take a sip of this Kool-Aid and get you a nap.
I want to work tonight, man.
Huh? What'd you say, Savvy?
I said, I wonder which track Madman or in Fly for this weekend. Alabama or North Carolina? South Carolina or the Carolina?
South Carolina is raining down there.
Yeah, Flop said he was trying to go and shake his car down, man, if it wasn't going to rain. But supposedly he was trying to take that Camaro down there, but he said something came up.
That's what happened to JMI.
Hey, better come all the way down there. If he want to just shake his car down, he can pull it in the Leon driveway. That's what I'm going to do.
Eddie, I wouldn't allow them to do it now. They ain't go to Carolina with me.
Oh. You pissed Jeremiah off. Jeremiah had to have a room and shit ordered with a heart-shaped jacuzzi tub. We said he had chocolate chip cookies in it. Yeah, chocolate chip cookies and 4 ounce Mountain Dew and that getting cold. And Leon said he wasn't.
Eddie, I noticed some money showing a whole bunch of what he's doing. I'm trying to figure out has he been over there already.
Oh shit!
He said Leon, man, I thought Leon was better than that, man. He made me spend my money. Now I got to go ahead on and cancel his room, man.
I'm trying to
go back to
Sam's
Club and return all these softbacks chocolate chip cookies, man.
Damn, money's starting to know way too much about JMI.
I'm just going by what he told me on the phone. He said he's sitting in the driveway waiting for Leon to move. He said, after he drank this pot, baby, pow, I'm in the groove.
Money mode up. God damn, money. Money been over there with JMI. That's what's been going on. He's been trying to speak over himself. That's all that, y'all.
He said he's in love with a country boy. I'm like, boy, you better stop talking like that.
Leon.
You know
that one guy that run off the phone or run off the track. You heard from him?
Oh my God! You know what? The chemo. Don't do that to me. No, I ain't heard from the chemo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what made you go way back and thought about that chemo?
I just thought about it. Like,
damn,
I ain't heard from that dude.
Well, he probably ain't ready
to go. Leon said, don't do that.
My chemo throwing me out there. I swear I ain't trying to get hit up by them piranha. Piranha sees the money.
I ain't tugging at him because I just haven't heard him on the phone, though. You know what I'm saying?
Who is he talking about, Leon?
Uh-huh,
nephew.
Uh-huh.
You talking about nephew?
I ain't heard on nephew. I ain't heard on nephew, man.
Man, shit, nephew behind the wheel of that motherfucking big rig like you is, Kimo. Shit, he making that money. He ain't got no time. Shit.
I'm about to park this motherfucker, man. I think I'm. shit. I ain't even got 10. Like the last real tough hit him be the longest, baby. I got about 6 miles. No, I got 9 miles to go.
Hey, Timo, I tell you what. That motherfucker casino should be rich, boy. That motherfucker right off the highway.
Yeah. That shit, that bitch.
Hey, Leon, and they make sure you don't miss the exit. That be the only exit on the expressway. Be lit the fuck up. They make sure you don't miss the turnoff when you try to get to that riverboat. That bitch be lit up.
Hey, if you miss that mother, you was a sloppy drunk. If that mother was used right, money, that time, been, hey, that's a state of that mother got like Vegas. That mother look like a nighttime, and nighttime look like a daytime.
Hey, Leon, guess what? See if that nigga head on, right? They right next to a tanker truck. Tanker truck got out of her way.
He almost ran into
ain't nobody dead, is it, Chemo?
Nah.
Is nobody?
Nah, they were,
oh, that's good.
Going like 35 miles an hour, but she just was. I was wondering what the fuck was she doing, because she was across the yellow line and she was just riding. I said, damn, this lady. I thought it was an old lady. Man, when that girl get out of there, she young. Man, that bitch. Looking spaced out, like, what the fuck? I said, you stupid bitch.
So she had a high or drunk?
Yes.
Wow.
Stop trying to put the car in fucking drive. That bitch hit him so hard, she broke her transmission, man.
Wow.
She knocked that bitch up on the goddamn set.
Man, I know about going out in the club and kicking it at night and drinking and all that shit, but damn, you got to get that fucked up. I don't understand.
Yeah,
you
that
got some issues.
Hey, money, she got out the car and walked over. The guy told her, come over here. Man, she liked to stumble, like to fell up on the grass. I said, yeah, she fucked up. I should have stayed, but, man, I ain't got time to wait. She going straight to jail. Do not pass go. I know she going straight in there. Man, her eyes were bucked out of her head, too. That bitch stumbled over there.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Somebody, a whole family just got killed up here last weekend. Like that.
Is that when that lady was driving real fast
and slammed into that van, killed 6 people, 4 kids, killed 4 kids and the wife and the husband. But
yeah.
One of the 4 kids wasn't even there. No, one of the 4 kids wasn't even there. There was one of the boys, he was giving a ride home.
The
him and the whole family died. Huh?
The husband was the only one there.
No. The husband dead, Eddie. The husband died this morning.
Oh.
He died this morning. Yeah, he died this morning. And the family said the only good thing that they can get behind that is he was in a coma and he passed away. Not knowing that his whole family was gone, they took silence and knowing that wasn't nothing else on his brain at the time. Yeah, he died this morning.
Right.
Who did money? I'm sorry, I just got back. Who you talking about?
That family that was driving, it was the wrong way driver on the expressway, slammed into their minivan.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It killed the whole family and one of the kids' friends that they was giving a ride home. He was a youth football coach.
Hey, they need to kill him. He needs to be electrocuted. He don't even need to be
there.
He's
dead.
Wasn't it an old lady that did that money?
It was a lady, but I don't know if she was old, Eddie.
Oh, she died too.
Did you see those pictures
she
from
died
my
too. Everybody died.
You see them pictures
everybody
on my page from my son accident?
Was the other lady pregnant, Money?
Now that I don't know, Timo.
Big, what's up one of your son had accident?
The youngest one?
Hello.
Oh, the youngest one got T-boned in my Camaro. It's on Facebook. The pictures of the car on Facebook. He's
wait,
blessed.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
He's blessed.
Wow.
That car, that happened Monday morning.
Damn.
Wow. He ain't hurt too bad, is he?
No, he good. He had a knot on his forehead. And that's about it. But if you look at that car, you'd think he was dead.
Wow.
Got hit by a small SUV, and that SUV, the passenger side seat was touching the driver's seat.
Wow.
If anybody had been on the passenger side, they would have been dead.
They'd been out of there.
When they called and said where the car was at, I went to the yard where they towed the car. As soon as I turned the corner, the car was sitting there. Dude, I just broke down crying. Because, I mean, you know. For him to be on the phone talking to us and stuff like that, it was a blessing.
Yeah, man.
But, I mean, that's just like I tell these people, man, you got to be paying attention. You got to be paying attention to what's going on in your surroundings.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's what they used to say. You got to drive for yourself and the other people around you.
That's right.
That's why I don't even bring – that's why I ain't rolled rolled my motorcycle down one time this year.
Hey,
I saw some headlights coming at me one time. I pulled my motherfucking ass all the way over on the shoulder and stopped. That way, if the motherfucker came over there and hit me, at least it wouldn't be double force. It was just whatever force he had.
Hey, Big Eddie. They say if somebody's coming, you got headlights coming at you, they tell you to pull all the way over to the side, and after you pull all the way over to the side, shut your lights off. They say you're supposed to shut your lights off, because a lot of folks, they say they get hypnotized by the lights. They say when you pull all the way over off the road, turn your lights off, let your car get totally black.
Shit, I'll be
That's the only thing I done do right was shut my lights off, but I got my ass all the way over and stopped because I know whatever miles an hour I'm rolling and he rolling, it's going to be double the impact. So I just got all the way over and stopped.
Hey, Leon, they tell you to pull over to the side and turn your lights off because they say people, sometimes they get hypnotized by the lights while you're driving. That's why, you be looking, you see them accidents on TV when the police turn on they the lights on top of their car and people run into the cop car, they say you get hypnotized by the lights. If you drive in fatigue and you see them lights, they tell you pull all the way over to the side of the road, get off the road, like pull over on the shoulder and turn the lights off.
Yeah. I don't see no sense in playing chicken with them to see if they just fucking around. I'm going to get out the way.
That's crazy, man. I just seen that shit today. Like, what was this girl thinking, man? What was she thinking? She got out that motherfucker booty, too, man. Like, goddamn. Bitch ass bucks in the motherfucker.
You see, her life just flashed in front of her face.
That bitch lucky she didn't hit that fucking truck. Boy, I know he would have crushed her motherfucking ass.
I know whoever hit that semi, ran in the back end of that semi today when I seen that stuff and all them people just standing outside. I said, whoever's on that driver's side, if they seen that, didn't lay down.
What was that at, Leon?
Their head. They got their head capitated.
That's
what happened.
That was right there by That was close to Union, almost close
Union,
to
on 94?
By Stevensville. It was all that construction work, was all that construction stuff was right there.
Yeah. I rode past there, Leon.
And it was a line of car, it was a line of traffic. They were shifting the traffic. And it was a car right on that corner, and that 10 mile on that driver's side, up under that trailer.
Yeah, Leon, I rode past there. All the airbags was out. The front was busted. The truck didn't do nothing.
No, the truck, you know, it just stopped. It didn't. No, the truck was stopped, and their mother just was close.
Whoever was driving run dead on the back of that bitch.
Yeah.
I was in that.
If they didn't duck down.
Hey, it's over.
They didn't duck down.
They didn't duck down.
Believe they got capitated.
I don't know, man. That motherfucker. But I didn't see no ambulance. I seen the fire truck.
No, they didn't. I seen the fire truck and the police car. It was two police cars first, and then the fire truck. Because I said, I'm on the phone with my wife. I said, damn, I was just ran in the back end of this truck.
But the police and fire,
they respond fast. But I tell you what, whoever was on that driver's side, if they didn't lay down, they out of here.
That thing broke his knees and shit.
Kimo, you know if I see you, you know what I've been looking for?
Right there.
The red truck. I keep forgetting you ain't got that red truck. You riding that white truck.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen that, Leon, that motherfucker right there on 94 west, eastbound side.
I think it looked like
right there,
yeah.
Hey, what's that?
I know
that,
one in the area.
Union Pier.
Union Pier. That's what
it
was. Union Pier.
What is it called?
It was right there by Union Pier.
Union Pier.
Well,
right there, that ain't.
Because it shipped. The traffic shipped.
Yeah. I don't know what that motherfucker was thinking. That truck, I don't know why that motherfucker hit that truck like that. That motherfucker looked like he did not put on any brakes. He just run.
Right, because he went all the way up by the belly, by the wheel.
This song dedicated to my homies in that gangster league. Why'd you have to go so soon?
I made it in, Leon. I'm in this bitch, baby.
Hey, Eddie, that's some good stuff right there, Eddie. I like that.
Yeah, that's for the homies that was in with us last year and years before.
That's
a
right there. Yeah.
Yes,
I had a homeboy got killed when that song come out, man. That song remind me of him.
Yeah. That song, boy, that's some good music. That's some good blues there, partner. That's some good stuff there.
Gangster
I should lean. Play a little bit just for the fellas that ain't here with us no more, man.
You be good life, huh?
I'll play a little bit of it. Let me let it go.
Hey, Uncle Mumbo. Shut the fuck up.
To my homies in that gangster
league.
Why'd you have to go so soon? It seems like yesterday we were hanging round the hood. Now I'm gonna keep your memory alive. Time of memory going down the
You have Timo made his destination.
I mean, I can get on up off this motherfucker and watch some movies with my wife the day her birthday comes.
No,
she never been on.
Tell mama. Mama, happy birthday.
Wish her a happy birthday, man.
All
go get your
flowers.
Go
birthday,
get your roses.
Man.
Tell her money bring you some roses by tomorrow.
Hey, Leon, Big Eddie can give her the best birthday gift in the world. You know what that is? For her to get some peace and quiet and let Eddie get his ass on out the way.
Hey, if he do anything else, it ain't nothing but a sponge cake.
Thanks, fellas. Y'all all right, preacher boy, big money. Y'all show a lot of love.
Hey, Eddie, if you'd have went away for the weekend, you'd have gave us the best present in the world.
Man.
Oh, man.
Preacher boy, you said go away for the weekend and turn your phone off.
Hell yeah.
Oh, but yeah, man. Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, make sure you tell her happy birthday.
At least
birthday.
Something good
yeah,
came
man.
Out of this day,
it's
man.
It's a blessing to see another birthday.
Yeah. We had to lay my aunt, my great aunt to rest today. Fred mother passed. We had to lay her to rest today, man. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's a blessing to see another birthday, man.
You know, people are leaving here every day by the pound, the dozen, the million. Preach today.
Even
hey,
yeah.
We don't want to hear that. I gambled with this dude 2 weeks ago. Listen, I just gambled with this dude 2 weeks ago. Came over here today to gamble with him, and I asked why he had. They said he died last week, and they had the funeral already. I said, hey. Hey, bro.
Wow.
And ain't nobody said nothing about him dying.
Yeah. Life is too short to be going
I
around mad
Tim
and frustrated,
tonight, man.
You supposed to live every day like it's your last, but you don't know when it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go to bed mad and wake up dead, you motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
You see, that's what I mean by whenever y'all be talking about people, mamas and kids and all that, a freak accident happened to one of them persons, and man, a person would go the fuck off.
Man, God damn, who the fuck is that?
That go that nasty motherfucker again.
Man.
You come on here and cuss that motherfucker out for me, man. Ain't nobody cuss him out like you, Willie Dog.
Hey, you just wasting your time. That's just one ignorant motherfucker. Whoever it is,
nasty,
it's just an ignorant motherfucker.
He's a nasty, ignorant, slob-drinking son of a bitch.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, what's going on at 41, man? What's going on this weekend at the track?
I didn't do that. Why, how long you been holding that in, Vic? My kid boys. How long you been holding that in? I don't know.
I heard somebody
say
60 kids got something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a division right there. Yeah, they got something going on, but don't nobody know what it is. I guess it's G14 classified, preacher boy. No, that's
man,
a division.
I got to find
right.
Something to do somewhere. How the fuck you guys on the with no lights on, you stupid bitch?
Hey.
I got to find something to do. Hey, man, it's a damn thing. You see a motherfucker with his lights off on the E-way, you can't even flag the bitch down and tell him he got the lights out. He might shoot it.
You need to shoot. Shit, man. And the guy has got my back.
Damn.
Somewhere to go spectate at this weekend. I enjoyed it yesterday.
Rob been talking about something that they got, some event that they got at 66. And Leon say they're doing something up there around him, up there at 131,
Mike.
I think.
It's
a division race.
They asked me to ride up there. I don't want to go that far tomorrow.
It's a division race at 66. Yeah. Yeah, they got
a
division race at this.
Tomorrow in Michigan City is that boat Grand Prix.
What?
At Michigan City tomorrow on Lake Michigan, they got that boat Grand Prix where all them big ass, fast ass boats.
Speed boat.
Yep, them big motherfuckers though.
Now, what's going on at 131?
I don't know.
I think Leon said IHRA Nationalist. Top few funny car dragsters, top sportsmen, super comp, all that. I might ride up.
Hey, Leon.
Yo.
Hey, you see Larry Jeffers bought IHRA?
Mm-mm. You see that? I've been keeping up with old boy bought Bunker Hill.
Yeah, but Larry
Jeffers.
Yeah, Larry Jeffers just bought IHRA.
Oh, yeah.
That man been spending a lot of money, boy. But he getting it too.
Yeah.
He bought that one track, and now he done bought the whole IHRA sanction.
Well, that's a good thing.
Shit,
man, maybe it's gonna be some motherfucking races. These motherfuckers around this motherfucker grills racing. They got them sitting around here, got them and ducking, hiding
shit.
Bullshit.
Did you race a motherfucker?
Hold on, tell me. Let me have it.
Listen,
if they start racing like crazy, baby, you're going to be the same motherfucking spectator.
He been drinking. He been drinking.
Who the fuck said I ain't racing nobody?
I asked if you racing anybody, motherfucker.
No, no. When I ask you, motherfucker, you blind dog. You blind dog.
He's a looker.
When I ask you, hold on. No. I'm going to give it back to you. You give me, I'll give it back to you. I'm going to go on some money, shit.
He's a looker.
I bet the money.
Is you racing, motherfucker? Is you bringing anything to the race game?
Hell no, that motherfucker ain't never had no race car.
You niggas
want
to be
paid the
fucking lock.
Quickie thing that man ever owned with a six pack.
But you gotta have something to race.
Every Sunday.
They do that shit every Sunday on the street. Turn it by.
Listen to you, Van Jason. Hey, he a
two-fail. Get your motherfucking ass out of here, man.
I don't understand.